This is Rise and Shine, breaking in for our Monday morning interview, and this morning we have Vanessa Anton. She is the Dean of the College of Education. She was back here in late March, and she's now here once again to be talking about expansion on the College of Ed part. Would you like to explain a little more on it?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, the College of Ed at NSU houses a lot of people think teacher preparation, and that's certainly true.
Right.
But we also house psychology and counseling, health and kinesiology, and educational leadership.
Wow. Okay. Yep. And what health and kinesiology, break that down for those that don't know.
Well, those degrees include health and human performance, but also that which is a non-education track, but it also includes health and physical education for those who want to be teachers. And then, of course, we have our master's degrees.
Very cool. And it's expanding even further, right?
Yes.
Beyond the master's degree.
Yes. Well, the two degrees I want to talk to you today are, the first one is, and I mentioned it the last time I was here, but mm-hmm. it is a new doctorate degree that we're super excited about. It's an EDD in community-based leadership. This degree has been carefully and intentionally built over the course of time to meet the needs of the community,
mm-hmm.
Because after all, that is our mission. And we're going to be starting it in the spring of 2027.
Oh, right around the corner.
Yes, but what's really around the corner is the August 1st deadline for applications. So I wanted to really throw that out today. And I can also give you contact information. So if you want to apply, it's apply.nsuok.edu. And Dr. Renee Cambiano, you can look her up in the directory on our website, too, if you forget the email that I'm about to tell you. But her email is Cambiare, C-A-M-B-I-A-R-E, at nsuok.edu. And she can answer any questions that you have.
Absolutely. She's a legend of that department.
For sure. For sure. She's amazing. And just really quickly, so folks understand what a doctorate in community-based leadership is, you would need a bachelor's and a master's
to apply.
Mm-hmm. And this degree has four concentrations, but the way that we designed it, really, it can encompass almost anyone's interests in the community if they want to become a better leader.
Mm-hmm.
So we have civic leadership, indigenous leadership, instructional and curriculum leadership, and professional studies. And these can be customized for your doctoral experience and can be customized to achieve whatever career goals that you have.
Forgive me, you may have already said, do the prior degrees need to be within education?
No.
Okay, that's interesting. Cool.
No. So again, you're going to work with an advisor to customize what it is that you want. So each of those concentrations also have some content area options. And I'll give you an example. The curriculum, the instructional and curriculum leadership concentration. So if you're interested in early childhood,
mm-hmm.
elementary education, math, science, special education, reading, STEM, library media, school administration, pedagogy mastery and classroom experiences, digital learning design, in other words, online learning design,
mm-hmm.
higher education administration. Those are all content areas that you can build out within that concentration.
Wow, okay.
So, you know, and of course, civic leadership is for those who want to enhance their community engagement. Indigenous leadership, you're going to explore indigenous leadership theories, methods, and practices. And then with the professional studies, if you choose that one, you can customize your experience.
Very cool.
I love these many options for people out there because, you know, there's not one size fits all. Everybody is so different. All of our molds are completely different. And so the fact that we can change these to be able to mold to what we want to go after.
And the truth is, too, no matter what you do, you're a leader.
Yeah.
There you go.
Within your sphere. And so we can all enhance those skills. And so I'm just very excited about this degree.
I like the hat on the hatness of the civil leadership one because you're going in as a community leader to build more community leadership, really.
Yeah. So the second one is an EDS, which is a Specialist of Education degree in school psychology. An EDS degree is somewhere kind of in the middle of a master's and a doctorate.
Okay.
So if you have a bachelor's degree, though, you can apply for this
degree.
It's like
a master's and a half.
It's a master's plus.
Yes.
This particular one is 72 hours. But we all know that Now, before I say that, I want to also say, I need to say this, that this one is pending. It's already gone through all the state approvals, but it's pending HLC accreditation approval.
Okay.
So I'm not going to tell you when that one will start, but hopefully soon, as soon as we get through this process.
You've been listening to Brendan Amici's Rise and Shine interview with Vanessa Anton, the Dean from the College of Education here at NSU. If you'd like to hear more information about the changes to the College of Education and new degrees coming to NSU, then make sure you stay tuned right here for part two coming up after the next break. Or you can also view the full interview on lakescountry1021.com under the podcast and interview tab. But for now, let's get back to the music on Lakes Country 102.1.